Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain, technical consultant and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. Today, we're going to be talking about doing the hard thing first. This is a mistake that I see people make in their personal life, but so much more as CEOs and founders and program managers. I have been a program manager for technical development for decades at this point. And the one thing I learned, and I actually picked up this lesson at DARPA, everybody's favorite organization. I was a program manager there for a couple years, and this was the number one lesson, and it's a lesson I have carried with me through the rest of my career, and I still use it to this day in everything from my personal life to my business life to technical development and everything else. Before we get too deep into that, if you like what you hear here and you want to go more depth into your own situation on program management, technical issues, personal development, whatever it may be, links are down below where you can book time with me directly to go into your particular situation if you need advice on that. You can also get links to my books and all the good things, whatever may call you. So let's talk about why it's important to do the hard thing first. The mistake that I see people make is you want to avoid the pain of the mistake of going for the low-hanging fruit. And I know going for the low-hanging fruit is incredibly popular because you think, oh, well, this will get us a quick win. We'll get this bit of the technical development will be easy. Or this part of this project I'm trying to do will be easy for myself. So I'll do that first. And then I'll feel good and I'll feel motivated. This is the argument for going for the low-hanging fruit first. You'll feel good. You'll feel motivated. And you're going to use that as momentum to go and do the rest of it, right? And I understand that the psychological aspect of motivation is not to be understated. So, yes, you do need to feel motivated. You do need a quick win. But here comes the problem. When you keep going for the low-hanging fruit, you're spending your finite resources on achieving only that. And you're leaving the hard part, the fruit at the top of the tree, the dangerous climb. You're leaving the hard part till the end when you are depleted. And I have seen this time and time again. And I see this mostly with inexperienced founders. They're just young. They're just starting out. Or they're experienced, but they should know better. I see this over and over. They get funding. They start in on a project, they start in on a development, and they do the easy stuff first. And that gives them that boost, but then they keep doing the low-hanging fruit. And by the time they get to the end, you've run out of money. You don't have money to do the hard thing. And imagine this, the hard thing is expensive. The hard thing is the most expensive, takes the most time, takes the most attention, and has the highest risk. And if you leave that to the end when you are depleted of time, effort, money, and motivation, it's going to fall apart. I suspect this is one of the biggest reasons why the average blockchain project never actually sees its mainnet launch. And it certainly is a reason, in my own experience, why projects fail if they do. Right? I have come in to rescue technical projects before that were at a point of failure. Why? Because they saved the hard thing to the last. And then they found out that it couldn't be done in the way they thought it could be done. And they had to change. They had to pivot real quick. But that pivot affected every other aspect of the program. Then they have to go back and redo a lot of that work from the rest of the program. So do the hard thing first and take it from the people who know. This was the most amazing lesson that I learned when I was working at DARPA as a program manager. And if you learned nothing else from all of my videos, learn this. Do the hard thing first. And it applies to your personal life as much as it applies to your professional life. And it doesn't matter if you're doing a technical development. If you're doing a technical development, you absolutely need to do the hard part first. Do the thing that you are not quite sure if you can pull it off technically, right? It's a bit of a miracle. Do the thing that you've never tried before that's truly novel and new. And so you're like, I don't know if it's going to work. Do the expensive thing. Do the thing that it could be a piece of your marketing program that you just don't know if it's going to work or not, or you don't know how to do it. Go do that first. In your personal life, when it comes to your workout, which part of your workout do you hate the most? Do that first. Which part of your workout is the hardest for you, makes you want to stop? Do that first. What is it about when you go through your daily routine that you tend to put off? That's the hard thing. Do it first, right? Make that the first thing you do every day. What is it in your daily routine that you tend to avoid for whatever reason? What is it in your daily routine that, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have time to fit this in. Is it important? If it's important, do it first. The concept of doing the hard thing first. I know everybody loves the low-hanging fruit, but I think the motivation argument, if we tackle the low-hanging fruit first, then people will all be feeling motivated, yes, but you'll also be out of money and time and attention. So you definitely, there goes Nala in the background. So you definitely want to do the hard thing first. If you do the hard thing first, let's look at what happens now. So let's suppose you approach your technical development by doing the hard thing first. You've identified, we have these 10 things that we have to accomplish. And this one is the one we really don't know how to do, or the one we've never done before, or the expensive one, or the risky one. Do that first. And then approach the one that is the next hardest thing to do and the next hardest things to do. And what happens is this snowball effect. And yes, I'm borrowing that term from Dave Ramsey. You get this snowball effect and you get more momentum, which I will argue momentum is more important than motivation. There's the quote for this video. Momentum is more important than motivation, because if you have momentum, you will get motivation. You will be motivated because each step that you take becomes easier and easier and easier. So there's my point. Do the hard thing first. If you need more advice, you can book with me directly. And if not, I hope this helps everything that you have to do this week. Talk to you soon. See you next time.